Tonight, new video showing more than a dozen FBI agents fanning out across the Washington home of the late Senator Lindsey Graham. The FBI shutting down the street as investigators spent several hours on scene, taking photos and searching the property. Two law enforcement sources familiar with the scene tell NBC News their work is out of an abundance of caution. So far, no evidence has emerged to suggest foul play. A preliminary medical examiner's report revealed Graham suffered from a tear in the main artery of his heart, but they are still waiting on a toxicology test before declaring a cause of death. On Capitol Hill, Graham's seat in the Senate chamber adorned in white roses, his colleagues struggling with his shocking loss.
Senator Graham always brought a smile to your face and levity to the halls of Congress.
We will laugh together again. Mr. President, yield the floor.
In his home state of South Carolina, the governor appointing Graham's sister, Darlene Graham Nordone, to fill his term until the end of the year.
I think this is what Lindsey would have wanted, and I plan to honor him in this way.
Nordone is not expected to run for the seat this fall, leaving a wide-open primary field for a special election in August. She will be sworn in Tuesday, filling the vacancy quickly.
Ryan Nobles joins us now live. And Ryan, I know you have some new reporting for our viewers about what was potentially Senator Graham's final phone call.
Yeah, that's right, Tom. Senator Tommy Tuberville telling us tonight that his former scheduler was working for Senator Graham and took a call from the senator on Saturday night saying that he had chest pains and to call 911. The staffer called 911 and then rushed to his house. They found the paramedics there treating Senator Graham, but unfortunately, it was too late. Tom?